A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus instructed the 12 as follows. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. It is not peace that I have come to bring, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be those of his own household. Anyone who prefers father or mother to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who prefers son or daughter to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who does not take up their cross and follow in my footsteps is not worthy of me. Anyone who finds their life will lose it. And anyone who loses their life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. And those who welcome me welcome the one who sent me. Anyone who welcomes a prophet will have a prophet's reward. And anyone who welcomes a holy person will have a holy person's reward. If anyone gives so much as a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, because they are a disciple, then I tell you solemnly, that person will most certainly not lose their reward. The Gospel of the Lord. My preaching team were giving a mission in the parish where many of my family lives. I felt proud because they came to the family reconciliation evening. During that service, people are invited to say thank you or sorry for something specific to those who came with them. I was excited when four of my brothers and sisters came with me. But during that time, they came to me, but instead of saying thank you, they said, we forgive you. I asked them whatever I had done to them. And one of my brothers replied, you left us. Those words have haunted me. I left home when they were young, during a difficult time for my family. But I thought I was doing the right thing, leaving my family to follow Jesus. I suffered terrible homesickness for a number of years. Christmas Day was almost unbearable. I missed them so much. I never thought that they would miss me. Luckily, they never left me, and we are often reunited. And they have all helped me in my preaching ministry. I now know that Jesus never talked of following him as either or. It was both and. How can broken families ever be a good thing? Jesus also says, anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Marty Horgan, in that thoughtful hymn, We Remember, invites us to see the face of Christ revealed in every person standing by your side. so we see the face of Christ in everyone, especially strangers and the needy, because we are supposed to see Christ in them, because we know that he loves us even in and through our enemies and those we never care about. So this is a huge responsibility. Father Carson Champlin, a Dominican who brought me into the preaching work, once worked in Africa as a missionary. Luckily, he had an engineer's mind, so when he found people who had no water, he dug wells for them. He knew that was a disciple's job. So we all have to sort out what is expected of me as a follower of Jesus. Sometimes our response is literally following the words of Jesus. But at other times, we have to think through what he says and ask, what does he really ask? He might mean the very opposite of what he seems to say. Well, thank you for listening to me, and God bless.